I'm Valentina Giorgio, and our work has explored how the IF1 mitochondrial inhibitor protein of ATP synthase modulates the permeability transition pore in a human cancer cell model. IF1 is the natural inhibitor of ATP synthase. It binds to the catalytic F1 domain of the enzyme and inhibits ATP hydrolysis, preventing ATP dissipation in pathophysiological events. It has been reported that IF1 can also play a relevant role in promoting cancer development, although we are not sure of the precise mechanism. We have here characterized human cell lines from different tumors, such as cervix, colon, lung adenocarcinomas, or liver carcinoma. In figure 1, these cancer cell lines show an IF1 level which is higher than the protein level in control fibroblasts, but comparable to levels in HEC293 non-cancer cells. Interestingly, the immunoprecipitation of ATP synthase revealed that IF1 is bound to the enzyme not only in ATP hydrolyzing cells, but also in respiring cells. If you look at figure 2, you can see proximity ligation assay in ILA cells in situ. This experiment shows the interaction of IF1 with the OSCP subunit, which is on the top of the enzyme, and this interaction was not seen in IF1 knockout cells used here as a negative control. This is a new finding which could explain the fact that the inhibitor IF1 also binds to the ATP synthase in respiring cells. In figure 3, the characterization of colony formation in ILA cells shows that RNA interference or gene disruption of IF1 decreases tumor growth. As you can see in figure 4, the IF1 downregulation or ablation does not affect cell respiration, but it does increase the permeability transition pore sensitivity under stress condition in respiring cells. This suggests a possible mechanism through which the inhibitor protein promotes cancer progression. And so, to conclude, we see that the inhibitor protein IF1 might interact with an additional site on ATP synthase in HeLa cells, and we also demonstrate that IF1 is responsible for desensitization of the permeability transition pore, allowing cells to avoid mortality under stress conditions.